And tell me then about the AI tool being used in government by officials, Humphrey, named after Sir Humphrey Appleby from Yes Minister, who spent his entire time using a word salad to disguise what was really going on.
Yes, well, you've cunningly, because you are so embedded into the Whitehall life, found out the internal nickname that we've given to a suite of different productivity tools. We, as a digital centre of government in the Department of Science, Innovation and Technology, are devising, programming, engineering and deploying AI products and services in a safe and fully tested way to drive efficiencies within government. It's not one product that's called Humphrey, there's a series of them. And if I give you one example, there's a product called Consult. And Consult uses, it's able to analyse all of the legislation going back hundreds of years, all of the regulatory landscapes and rules that regulators have. And when ministers want to get to understand, to make a change in the law or a change of regulations, or even just make an announcement, Consult can look at all of this information and within minutes do what it takes weeks for a civil servant to do, because just imagine the amount of time. So it can deliver it 1,000 times faster than a human being can, and it can do so 400 times more cheaply than a human can. So we're talking about something that currently takes, you could do in 52 hours, that currently with human beings would take 6 years to do. That's the scale of ambition we have as a government. And that is the kind of product that it comes under the Humphrey umbrella that we're using internally.
Is there a risk then that all you need to do is put an AI voice on the end of that and we can do away with ministers?
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful? And I'll be the, you can't see me at the moment, Matt, so you don't even know if it is me you're talking to.
But that is true.